Good afternoon, everybody. Let's begin. This past week, in one of the local Jewish newspapers where I live, in the South Shore of Long Island, there was an advertisement that was taken out by somebody that said that they had issued hazmanas from Beis Din to a number of Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim didn't respond and didn't show up to the Batei Din, and therefore they have no choice but to sue the Rabbanim in a secular court. So a number of people asked me the following question. They said, is there such a din that Rabbanim don't have to go to Beis Din? That if someone issues a hazmana to a Beis Din, to Chashva Talmidei Chacham, let's say, or to Rabbanim, that they don't have to go to Beis Din? So I'm going to leave out the context of this advertisement, and who took out the advertisement, and the truth of the advertisement, and all of that stuff. Let's discuss the halacha. What happens if you have, let's say someone sends a hazmana, let's say not just Rabbanim, let's say someone sends a hazmana to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Does Rav Moshe Feinstein have to go to a Beis Din? Or someone sends a hazmana to a group of Talmidei Chacham, do they have an obligation to go to a Beis Din? So the sugya is a sugya in Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The very beginning of the parak, of the second parak of Masech Sanhedrin, the Mishnah tells us, Kohen Gadol, Dan V'Daninu So, that a Kohen Gadol can serve as a Dayan on a Beis Din, but he can also be someone who, Daninu So, that you judge him on a Beis Din. The Mishnah goes on for a while, but then the Gemara, in the very first line, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, tells us, Kohen Gadol done pshita. Why would I think a Kohen Gadol would not be qualified to issue a din Torah? Of course he's qualified to issue a din Torah. So says the Gemara, no, done in osawit strichalei. The chiddush is that you could be done him, that you can judge him as well, that he has to appear in front of a Beis Din. Says the Gemara, ha nami pshita. That's also obvious, because after all, ilo danin lei iu echidayin. If you can't judge him, then he wouldn't be qualified to serve as a judge, because vaksiv, the pasuk tells us in the Navi Tzefanya, his koshu v'koshu v'amrei shlokish, that means kasheit atzmon chavarcha kasheit acherim, that you need to make sure that you're clean first before you can take care of other people, before you can inspect other people. So obviously you have to be able to be judged if you're going to be able to judge other people. Ella aydit kabayil l'misim melech l'dan v'l'dan l'sal tarnam yikoyen gadol done v'danin. So why does the Mishnah have to even mention that a koyen gadol is done v'danin also? It's because the Mishnah is going to mention that a melech, that when it comes to a king, it's lo dan v'lo dan in oso. So that's why it has to tell me that a kohen gadol as well. Or, says Gemara, Iba Yusema, it's telling me a different chiddush. But bottom line is, what's very clear from this Gemara Masech Sanhedrin is that even the kohen gadol, b'chodo v'yatzmo, the kohen gadol himself, has to appear in front of a Beis Din if he is called to do so. And anyone, and Adrabba, if a person were not obligated to appear in front of a Beis Din, then they would not be qualified to be a Dayan. They wouldn't be qualified to judge as a Dayan. So if you were to tell me that Rabbanim are not obligated to appear in front of a Beis Din, that would mean Rabbanim are not qualified to serve as Dayanim. And that would mean we don't have any Dayanim. That would be a real problem for the Jewish people. It's interesting that in the Tshuvas HaTashbetz, he quotes that the Rivash got permission from the government when he was the chief rabbi to be dan the Jewish people in all Eretz Svarad, and they gave him a mamor tzivoy negidus aleihem, that he's the only dayan and no one else can be a dayan. And then after the Rivash died, the Kehila appointed Rabbi Shimon ben Semach Doran, the author of the Tashbetz, to be the dayan in his place. But they asked from him not to ask the melech and his sarim for this mamor tzivoy against them. And the Rashbetz has a long diyun in the Tshuvas Tashbetz, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches to Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, for many, many reasons, whether it's appropriate to ask the king for this tzav, and the whole and what the status of the Din Torah would be. And he says, you know, I have a lot of problems with this Rivash, why the Rivash accepted this appointment from the king. One of the problems is that the halacha is that someone who you cannot be done him is not kosher to be a judge, like we just said, k'shot atzmecha v'archa k'shot acherim. But once the melech tells the rivash that you and only you can be a dayan, doesn't that mean that they can't judge him? Because no one else is qualified to be a dayan. No one else has permission to be a dayan. And if they can't judge him, doesn't that mean that the rivash himself is disqualified from being a dayan? So the Tashbis discusses this issue, and he says, you know, and don't tell me that even though Bedina Bnei Yisrael, they can't judge the Rivash, but he could be schlepped along to secular court, says the Rashi, that doesn't mean anything, because we're not talking about our Ka'us, we're not talking about secular courts. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin that even if the dinim of the secular court follow the Dine Yisrael, you're still not allowed to go to the secular court. So certainly if he's not able to be done Bifnei Yisrael, that's called the Ein Danim Oso, that's called that he can't be judged. So he says it could be that since Michutz L'Medina, since he could be judged in another country, that's considered Danim Oso, and since it's Danim Oso, that's why you're able to be Danim. At the end, the Rashbit says, you know, this is the Rivash that we're talking about, so it's not, you can't just reject the Rivash or think that any kashas that you have on him make him unqualified to be a Dayan. There must have been some heter that the Rivash has. The Tumim discusses this in Siman Gimel Sivkat Vav as well. But be that as it may, what does emerge very, very clearly is even an extremely chashuv person like a Kohen Gadol is obligated to go to a Beis Din. That's not the question. The question is, which Beis Din is he obligated to go to? There is a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara tells us, fascinating story. There was a guy who lived in Arda that went to a butcher shop in Pumbedisa. So he said to the butchers, Havali Bisra, I'd like some meat. So Omerle, the butcher said, Nitara de Shakal Shamit Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. Sorry, no meat gets served to anybody until the Shamish of Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel gets served first, because he's buying for the Chashva Rav Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. And then we'll take care of you. So Omar, this guy said, Man Yehuda Bar Shaviskal. He right away made up a nickname for him. He said, who is this fellow, Yehuda Bar Shaviskal, that he's, that Shaviskal is a lashon of someone who's a gluttonous person. He says, who is this Yehuda Bar Shaviskal, the Kadam Lid Shaklam and Kamai, that he goes ahead of me, he's such a gargaran. So Azu Amru Le Rav Yehuda, so right away, as soon as someone speaks like that about Rav Yehuda, they run and they tell Rav Yehuda that there's this guy that's talking not nice about you. So Shamte, Rav Yehuda right away puts him in Chayrim. So Amru Ragil the Kari Litin Shabdi. So he said, you should know, this guy that's talking not nice about you, he talks not nice about everybody. He calls everybody Avadim, even if they're Miuchasim. He questions everybody's Yichus. He makes sure that they're all, he calls everybody an Eved. So Achraz Alei, Da Avdahu. So Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel said, oh, must be that he's an Eved. It must be that the Mum Shabo, he says about everybody else. So he's probably an Eved. So Azalahu Va'azmine Ladina. So this guy heard that Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel put him in Chayrim and was taking meat before him and called him an Eved. So he was Mazlin to Din Torah, the Kamed Rav Nachman, for Rav Nachman to Din Torah. So Ayeti Pitka Dazmana. So they brought the Hazmana to the Din Torah to Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. Also Rav Yehuda Kamed Rav Huna. So Rav Yehuda went and asked a Shaila to Rav Huna. Amar Lei, Ezel Olo Ezel. He said, I got a Hazmana Ladin. Should I go to the Din or should I not go to the Din? Amar Lei, Rav Huna said, Mezel Lo Mi Bayelach Lemezel Mishum De Gavar Rabbaat. Really, by rights, you should not have to go because you're an Adam Gadol. And you don't have to sit in front of Rav Nachman. He's not as great as you. But because Rav Nachman is a descendant of the Bein Nisiya, so that makes him a very chash of a person, and therefore you do have to go. But for not, if not for the fact that he was from the Bein Nisiya, you would not have to sit in front of, in a din in front of him. Says the Chida in Birkei Yosef in Chosh Mishpat Siman Zayin Sivkat and Tezvav, that we see from the Shulchan Aruch that he says that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Zayin Sivvav, Misha Tovano Soladin Lefnei Dayan Shakatan Mimenu, if someone is Nitva to a Din Torah in front of a Dayan who's of lesser stature than him, Ein a Dayan Yachal Lechofel Leilich Lefanav, yet the Dayan cannot force him to come, Ela Michnifi Mandi Ika Hasam Mechakimi Uma Einem Beinayu. They put together some chachamim and their ma'ayin into among themselves. Says the sma sivkat on yudzayin. What does that mean? When the dayane ha'ir are shveilim be'inei achachem ladun lefneim, they're too low of a beizdin to judge such a chashva person. Mechanfin chachmi ir hagedolim shven ubefneim hudan. They put together the gedolei Torah, and then you have to have you do the diun in front of the gedolei Torah. You don't just do the diun in front of whatever beizdin the person decides that wants to issue a hazmana. If you look in the Shach and Sivkat and Ches, he quotes the Bach that the ma'ainin imin aro'u sheyelech alo. What the chachmei ha'ir have to look at is maybe not to judge the din Torah themselves. What the chachmei ha'ir have to look at is whether it's a ro'u for that person to go to this din Torah in the first place. Says the chida, though, what you do see from Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch never says that if you're a dayan katan, that you're not allowed to be mazmin an adam gadol. You are allowed to be mazmin, it's just that the person doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to listen to the hazmana, but you are allowed to to issue the Azmana. So because otherwise, what's going on over here with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman, apparently no one had a problem that even though Rav Yehuda was greater than Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel was greater than Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman was Mazmin Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel to Udin Torah. So apparently, says the Chidah, they're allowed to issue the Azmana, but you're allowed to then ignore the Hazmana if the Beis Din is Katam Imenu. Now, clearly, the Achronim point out, that would be very difficult for us to assess nowadays. Meaning, every time someone has a Hazmana to a Beis Din, he's going to say, that Beis Din is Katam Imeni. That Beis Din is too small for me to appear in front of a Beis Din. I learned Daf Yomi for three full Dafim of Maseches Brachos before I gave up. So that Dayan is not nearly great enough for me. Everyone's going to think that they're, or going to say that they're too great. So obviously, if we were going to keep any semblance of Shalom whatsoever, there would be no way for us to accept such a Taina. There are other halachos about how to choose a proper din, a proper Beis Din rather. Just because the Toveya says you should go to a Beis Din, so the halach is halach achar nitba. The nitba gets to choose the Beis Din. The nitba can say, no, I want to go to a different Beis Din as a Beis Din Kavua, and they can go to that Beis Din. They can force the Toveya to go to that Beis Din. But to just not appear in front of a Beis Din on the grounds that you're too great to go in front of a Beis Din, that is clearly not the halacha. Not a halacha that we can apply, even though it is a halacha on the books. However, there is one very chashuva Beis Din told me recently. There are certain cases where it's obvious. For example, a number of years ago, a Beis Din somewhere issued a hazmana to Rav Matasyo Solomon that he has to come to a Din Torah. So Shlomo Miller, the great gadol the great Pesach in Toronto, wrote a letter, a public letter, where he paskin that it's usher for Rav Matasyo Solomon to respond to this hazmana, that he's not allowed to belittle himself by going in front of this dayan. The dayan's a Talmud Chacham or whatever, yeah, but he's not Rav Matasyo Solomon. Meaning sometimes it's obvious that the person, that it's beneath the person's dignity. Or, for example, let's say a person were not only mazmin an individual rabbi to a din Torah, let's say the person were mazmin kol rabbanei ha'ir. They were to take all of the rabbis of a city and be mazmin them to a din Torah. So which Beis Din is going to be great enough to say that they do, that they're not katan from kol rabbanei ha'ir, from all of the rabbanim of a city? So that's an obvious call. In such a case, the Gedolei HaPos can point out, that's an obvious call, that the rabbanim of the city don't have to go in front of whatever Beis Din, and they're certainly allowed, the person's allowed to issue the Hazmana, the Rabbanim are allowed to promptly ignore the Hazmana, but not ignore it totally. What should they do? So that's what the Sma says. What you should do is Michnefi. You get together the real Chachamim, the biggest Chachamim. You get together the Gedolei Adar, and that's how you should don the case in front of the Gedolei Adar, or the Gedolei Adar, in many cases, will say, there's no case over here. There's nothing to be done in front of the Gedolei Adar. But that's for the Gedolei Adar to determine. Not for any particular or single Beis Din to be able to determine. So again, just to quickly review, does a person who's a very big Talmud Chacham or a very Chashva person have to go to a Din Torah? Absolutely. Even a Kohen Gadol has to go to a Din Torah. But which Din Torah? So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zayin Chosh Mishpat says, not to a Beis Din that's Katan Mimenu, and the source of it is from that Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin. How do we measure who's bigger than who? We generally don't, unless it's obvious. Two cases where it's obvious, if you have a person who's a famous Adam Gadol going to a Beis Din of someone who's not a famous Adam Gadol, and the other case where it's obvious is if you have Kol Rabbanei Ha'ir, all the Rabbanim, where the majority of the Rabbanim are a significant number, a body of Rabbanim from a city where it's obvious that they don't have to appear in front of some regular Beis Din, that they have the right to demand that it be in front of a Beis Din of Gedolei Torah. Everyone have a wonderful day.